after the North Carolina General Assembly passed House Bill 2 nearly 3 years ago, the NBA canceled its All-Star game that was supposed to be held in Charlotte in 2017. Now the NBA is back and will hold its All-Star game at the Spectrum Center Sunday evening. The game's return is a reminder of the 2016 fight over HB2 and one of another possible fight in 2021. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Here's NBA Commissioner Adam Silver in 2016 talking about HB2.
Governor McCrory has said he thinks there's enormous misunderstanding about this law. I would say I also believe there's enormous misunderstanding here about this law.
Now the NBA All-Star Game has returned, which is a milestone for the city and state in the aftermath of HB2. It's also a reminder of unfinished business.
I think that, you know, HB2 still remains unresolved.
That's Catherine Oakley of the Human Rights Campaign, a Washington, D.C. group that supported groups like the NBA boycotting the state. During the fight, Oakley was often in Charlotte for press conferences with former Mayor Jennifer Roberts, urging the state to repeal HB2, which, among other things, nullified Charlotte's expansion of its non-discrimination ordinance. That ordinance gave legal protections to the LGBTQ community, including allowing transgender people to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity.
142 did not repeal HB2. It merely replaced it with an anti-transgender law that was in a different form. And, you know, it certainly continues to be one of the most anti-LGBTQ laws on the books anywhere in the country.
142 means House Bill 142. That's what replaced HB2. It prohibits North Carolina local governments from passing new non-discrimination ordinances until the end of next year. It also repealed the requirement that said people have to use the bathrooms that match their gender identity in government-owned buildings like the Spectrum Center or the Convention Center. But HB 142 also says local governments can't make new rules about bathrooms, and that provision doesn't sunset. So, where should a transgender fan go to the bathroom during the All-Star Game? Here's Tom Murray of the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority.
I don't actually have an answer for that question there. So I'm sure that that'd be a better question to ask the Spectrum Center.
I mean, the arrangements are the same as they've always been in our arena.
Charlotte Hornets President Fred Whitfield.
Our building is open, it's inclusive. Patrons in our building have always had the freedom to operate as they see fit, and nothing's changed about that.
The NBA's return was met with mixed signals from groups like the HRC, but others like Matt Comer of Charlotte Pride say they've been pleased with the NBA and the Hornets.
Certainly we've been happy with the NBA and the partnerships and some of the events.
He points to All-Star events where NBA and WNBA players met earlier this week with LGBTQ youth at the Time Out Center in Charlotte.
They may not have any direct influence, but they certainly are going to have some ways to push the conversation forward.
Still, Laura Americo, who's transgender, says she's conflicted about the game coming to Charlotte. She says good and bad things came out of the HB2 fight.
I think it was a double-edged sword where more people were educated about us and they wanted to learn about us and be supportive. But it also brought out the worst in some people, and it brought out a lot of violence and discrimination towards us, even in the Charlotte area.
The chief sponsor of HB2, Republican State Senator Dan Bishop of Charlotte, declined to be interviewed for this story. But he told WFAE last month that the General Assembly could find common ground about non-discrimination ordinances when the moratorium expires at the end of 2020.
Hard for me to see the legislature itching to intervene. I don't think it was itching to intervene except for that extraordinary circumstance.
The All-Star Game will give the city worldwide exposure, but the CRVA is still dealing with HB2 fallout. It budgeted an extra $3 million for the past 2 years for marketing because of HB2 and the Keith Scott protests and unrest. And there are still six states that ban state employee travel to North Carolina because of HB2 and its replacement. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.